You just screw up your fishing or something, Chairman.
Special Committee on Fisheries.
No limit on the terms.
Mr. Zaroff, you're out of order.
I got your attention anyway.
The Special Committee on Fisheries will come to order. For the record, I'd like to note that Representative Bruce Endorf is present, Representative Zaroff, Representative Goff, Representative Fuller, and Representative Herman, Chairman is present. Today, we're just going to briefly go over the amendments that we're going to try and approach the House Resources Committee on, and I believe you all have a copy before you. And you can look over them, and once we go through two resources, the timeline on the resolution will be Friday. Tomorrow, we'll approach resources with amendments. Monday, it'll be read across the House floor. Then Wednesday, it'll be on the House floor. And then we'll work with, I'll work with Senator Mulcahy to have it read across Thursday in the Senate and then acted upon. And then Mulcahy and I will approach the governor to get it on its way to the appropriate people. And
question on that. Is the governor doesn't have anything to do with the resolutions?
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
They just go?
I would have to. I think the lieutenant governor is responsible for it.
Just sending it out?
Yeah.
Okay, whoever we'll work with to make sure it's different. Timely manner. And the amendments we've got here, we've checked it out with the Senate, and pretty much everything is agreeable except for the first part here. And the way it reads here, this page 2, line 16, this resolve would fit in between these two, and this line 16 would move down, if that's...
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
You know, like the line that's there now,
oh,
the whole
yeah.
resolve
yeah.
will stay
yeah.
there, but this one will be there, and then this resolve will move on. Just so that doesn't look like we're trying to replace that resolve. Any questions? Representative Goff.
There's some question about this page 2, line 8. In the Senate, you say? Because
yeah.
I strongly object to it. So I'm glad there's a question in the Senate. Is there a question in this committee as well? Might I ask the other members through the chair?
Well, first off, the reason we had it was that it was showing that in addition to these numerous Alaskan communities that were opposed to it, that, you know, even the others is saying how many others, you know, just that there are people that, you know, do agree with the shared quota system.
Shall I respond to that?
Okay.
Okay, I will. I think that's all very well, but this is a resolution relating to the imposition. Well, I think if it's a resolution, it should be a straightforward resolution. We can say for any resolution, well, some people like it, some people don't. But I don't see the relevance. If this is our resolution, then this is our resolution. It's not a report. That's my view on that.
But it's just showing that, in addition to this opposition, that there are people supporting it. And it, I think it does state in here, it says, whereas many people in Alaska oppose imposition of a moratorium in any form, while many others may favor imposition of a moratorium.
I just don't think it supports the resolution. I mean, it's a statement of the facts, but I don't think it supports the resolution, the resolve clause.
Any other comments?
About the First Amendment?
Yeah. I don't have any problem with it not there.
Madam Chairman, I agree that that should be stricken out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Page 2, line 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's nothing like agreement to make people feel good.
So that would take care of the tenant's problem over to that duty. Do we need a motion for that, or?
We have, no one has made the motion yet to accept it, haven't they?
Right.
Well, it's just, you know, this goes to resources, it's not in this committee anymore, but I'm just, you know, bringing it before this meeting for this question.
Okay, this has gone to resources, and that amendment is in there, right?
This, we're going to approach them and then come up with a committee to do this, that's what.
We'll give them the recommendation on the amendments then? Is that?
This hasn't gone.
The bill that's, the resolution that's resources is here, that went to resources.
That's.
Oh, you weren't here, Jeff.
No, I wasn't, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just the regular.
Have you got it there?
Yeah, it's here, I don't know, it's one.
Yeah, okay.
And that just puts the insertion on there.
Yeah, it's just one, please.
Since this resolution has passed out of our control.
Yeah.
We can make a recommendation as a committee here, but not necessarily as formal by a motion. That would stop any one of us from going and testifying to the resource committee on something else that interests us.
Yeah.
If we come to agreement.
Let's think.
Thank you. Do you know when it's scheduled for resources consideration?
I believe tomorrow.
Thank you.
I like that portion of your slogan, that it's not a pledge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, then I'll post the resources and, they'll be after.
So, Madam Chairman, page 2, line 11, page 2, line 16, page 2, line 20. You've already come in agreement with the Senate Subcommittee over there on that?
Yes, I approached Senator Mulcahy, and he liked to try the whole thing, and he agreed with the whole thing, but Senator Mulcahy wasn't even doing his first thing, that's the only problem, so.
So the only thing tomorrow, resources, we get them to accept the other three amendments, and the thing flies and goes to the Senate, and we're on our way. You can with the government from then on, right?
That's the floor, yes.
So actually, this is just a work session, and you're bringing it together, so we're on the same sheet of music tomorrow?
Yeah, just conforming you, and.
I don't think we need any motion or anything.
No.
Just plan anything.
Take the feeling of the committee.
How about just a basic concurrence of the committee?
Would you then represent the committee here?
Well, I think most of us would try to do that, but if there's a conflict.
I'm on the committee, and I'll do the issue as well.
We're, are we on the same thing?
Yeah.
We're with you.
Is there anything else to make place? So schedule for next week is Tony Vasco will be here on Tuesday, and Thursday we have House Bill 234, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development for distribution of additional salmon enhancement practices for the next aquaculture system in South Florida.
Madam Chairman, what is Tony Vasco going to speak on?
He attended the small boat, rural, small boat conference in Anchorage, and he was supposed to report back to his committee.
So it's just a work session with him?
Yeah, just for information, just. Anything else?
Okay.
Anything else here?
Thank you.